And looking at the latest developments, consumer prices jumped in May. There's a lot of discussion on that and what it might bring about with the Fed. They're meeting today. John Taylor joins us from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. And John, what do you think?
Well, I think the Fed may be the only people that are really happy about that jump in the CPI yesterday. Of course, the inflation's been below their target. Yesterday, the market was up a little bit, 27 points for the Dow, 16, the NASDAQ, the S&P up about 4. Very light volume, though, so not much conviction. Futures are flat this morning, been up less than 10 points most of the morning. And today, the Fed will make an announcement at 1 o'clock. Now, we're not expecting them to increase interest rates. We are expecting them to, quote, taper another $10 billion. That is the monthly purchases of their long-term bonds to keep interest rates low. And we're also at 1:30, 30 minutes after their announcement, Janet Yellen will conduct her second conference, press conference. It's the only second one she's had since she's taken over the Fed. Experts hope to get some indication about maybe what the trajectory will be on rising interest rates. And, you know, you mentioned that the CPI took a jump yesterday. It was at 0.4%. That was the biggest jump we've seen in a little over a year. If you look at the core number, that's what you get if you take out food and energy, it was the sharpest increase since August of 2011. And looking at one of the components of that was kind of interesting. The BLS, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, says that airfare jumped 6% in the month of May. That's the single biggest increase in 1 month in 15 years. So maybe the Fed's finally getting their wish and inflation is heating up a bit. Well, speaking of heating up, it's going to be another hot day for GM CEO Mary Barra. She will be back again, testifying before the House Energy and Commerce Committee about the massive recall and all the problems with GM quality. In fact, it's interesting, this is not related to her testimony this morning on the hot seat, but just Monday of this week, GM announced the recall of an additional 3.16 million U.S. cars to further address ignition system problems. And they also raised their estimate of what they're going to take in terms of how much a charge they're going to take to their income statement for the second quarter to $700 million related to all those recalls. By the way, GM stock down over 11% year-to-date. Good numbers this morning for Adobe Systems. Now, Adobe is the company that distributes Photoshop and also Acrobat software. They beat at Wall Street's expectations, both in terms of top-line and bottom-line numbers. They beat earnings per share estimates by 7 cents a share. Revenue was up 6%. And what's driving that increase? Increased subscription sales for their Creative Cloud and Marketing Cloud suites. They continue to retool themselves to be a cloud-oriented company. Wall Street likes those numbers. That stock is up $6 a share, almost 9% this morning before the market opens. And there'll be a big announcement today from Amazon. Supposedly, they're going to roll out their new smartphone. They've already announced yesterday that AT&T will be the exclusive carrier for the new Amazon smartphone. And of course, AT&T also has a relationship already with them to provide wireless services for Kindle and e-readers. The big announcement for the Amazon smartphone is going to be, apparently, that there will be 3D, you'll be able to see 3D images on your Amazon smartphone without having to wear those funky special glasses. And if you're one of those people that's buying more and more of your stuff over the internet using e-commerce, well, you may pay more for shipping. UPS says that they're going to start factoring in box size into the pricing of their shipments in addition to weight. They're trying to focus in on the fact that over the last several years, they say packages have become, quote, less dense, with the ratio of weight to external packaging declining. What's happening is people are buying things like paper towels and shoes and sweaters and other things that don't weigh much, and they're being packaged in large boxes. So UPS is going to follow the lead of FedEx, which announced this a month ago. They're going to factor in not just weight but size. UPS says that this will translate into lower vehicle and fuel costs because the smaller package sizes will allow them to have more efficient use of the space on their delivery vehicles. So you just might have to go back down to Walmart or Dollar General or someplace in the future to buy your toilet paper and et cetera instead of having it shipped, because it may not be free anymore.
Yeah, shipping, everything else is going up. Why not that, I guess?
I agree. But there's no inflation, of course.
No. We'll find out from the Fed. They may tell us that again.
Yeah.
All right, John.
So.
Thank you. John Taylor, following what the Fed does today, he we'll do that and look at it locally, too, how it affects us here. If you'd like to visit with him at Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street, he'd be happy to see you. You could call him, too, at 479-782-2527.